Behind Closed Doors by Kerry Wilkinson. Read by Becky Hindley. Prologue. Liam followed the sounds of the footsteps ahead that were cracking and crunching a path through the woods. There was more clamour from behind too. The man so close Liam could smell his aftershave carrying on the breeze. As he stared into the darkness of the blindfold, he tried to figure out if the sensation surging along his leg was the normal type of pins and needles he often experienced after waking up, or if he was actually in pain. He remembered one morning when he was a kid, hearing a banging on the cupboard next to his bed, only to realise it was his foot tapping against the wood. He had been resting on it the whole night and couldn't feel a thing. Now the sensation was similar. The stinging he knew he should be feeling replaced by a numbness that made his legs heavy. Liam felt a hand at the bottom of his back, pushing him along, his feet catching the twigs on the floor, sending him stumbling. The man behind reached forward, grabbing the scruff of his collar roughly, stopping him from falling and then shoving him again. "Keep walking straight," he ordered, as if Liam had any thoughts of running away. He knew he was getting what he deserved. Liam's shoes scuffed across a loose stone, making him trip. He steadied himself, fumbling in the dark until his hand found a tree trunk that he used to haul his body up quickly, before the man could shove him again. Behind, he heard a grunt of amusement. There was a wet patch on his knees from the fall, the first definite sensation he had felt in his legs since being dragged into the woods. The rest of his body seemed unlike his own, his arms floppy and unresponsive despite the bark chips on his hands, his eyelids heavy and tired. He knew there must have been something in the water he had been given that made him like this, but it was all part of his punishment. Liam focused on the dampness through his trousers, trying to savour more or less the only thing he could feel. Underfoot, the land began to slope gently downwards. The footsteps in front of him were moving quickly away, but the man was still close behind as a gust of wind howled ominously, swirling and curving through the trees. It chilled Liam's ears, making him shiver, unbalanced. With his vision blocked and his limbs sluggish, Liam's sense of hearing was his only steadying influence, and he lurched to the side, skidding on a patch of leaves and getting his foot caught in something that felt like a rope. This time there was nothing to use to stop his fall. Liam hit the ground face first, his head cannoning off a loose rock. He tried to breathe in but inhaled a mouthful of grass, spluttering painfully as the taste of coppery blood filled his mouth. Jolts rocketed through his hips, and it felt as if he had been punched in the chest, the pins and needles firmly replaced by agony. The worst sting was from where he had bitten his tongue. Blood flowed down his windpipe, making him cough again. He tried to breathe through his nose, only to find more blood there. Abruptly, Liam felt himself being hauled up. The collar was tight around his neck, throttling into his throat. Flecks of blood splattered from his mouth, his chest tight and sore. He wanted to bend over to compose himself, but the man now had both hands on him, one gripping his windpipe, the other wrenching his arm. He yelped in pain, wishing he could feel the pins and needles again, but there was more to come, as his assailant punched him hard across the face, still grasping his throat. Liam was struggling to breathe as a second blow came, smashing across his ear and sending him sprawling to the ground again. He heard the hard thud of the man's boot on his back and legs before he felt it, each crunch punctuated by a tirade of abuse shouting about what a disgrace he was. Liam lay on the floor hugging himself. He knew that each word the man spat was the truth, each kick a necessary part of his penance. Finally, he heard the second voice, telling the man to stop and that Liam had had enough. Liam felt one final boot to the back of his neck before he was hauled to his feet. The blindfold had slipped slightly, but he could see only stars anyway. Blood poured from his mouth and nose, dribbling across his chin and dripping to the ground. The man grabbed his arm, hauling him down the rest of the slope until Liam felt water sloshing around his ankles.